Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Oh, Wow, that was an interesting track to start our day with, wasn't it? Be Yourself by Audioslave. I can guarantee you Irene probably doesn't even know who they are. Now, I'm allowed to say that I'm being a bit sneaky because Irene is not here with me today. But, yeah, do you think she'd know that song? I don't know whether she did. Anyway, why did I play that song? Because I happened across this blog about being yourself, and I thought, I don't know, it just resonated me. I thought it was actually quite interesting, and how we're always told to be ourselves, but actually, what does that mean? So I'm going to read this blog out, and I will post it up on the Facebook page as well. So I'll read half of it today, and then we'll carry on next Wednesday with it as well. So, yeah, just thinking about who you are. Do you like yourself even? Yeah, interesting question, isn't it? Be yourself. Do I like myself? Who am I? So here's the blog. Growing up in the 90s, where celebrity autographs were coveted, signatures were often accompanied by the short platitude, be yourself. I saw that everywhere. Just be yourself. I never thought much about it. It was just something that people said. I was busy being myself anyway. I didn't have any doubts. I had a pretty good idea of who I was. Why would I want to be anybody else? At that age, all the tools for the conscious self-analysis of examination were, thankfully, out of my reach. I think the advice is rooted in good intentions. Don't be pretentious. Don't try to be someone you're not. Be comfortable in your own skin. Be honest. Be authentic. Take pride in being you. When you think about it, it makes perfect sense. And it's not a bad thing for young people to be reminded of often. But as adults, when our minds start becoming capable of conjuring up all of the narratives, this advice gets harder to implement. I'm not sure I want to be myself. In my early 30s, I had a period of serious self-loathing, as I believe we all should at some point in our lives as a rite of passage. But I revisited those words, be yourself, and started to think, I didn't really know what it meant. How could I be myself? Or why should I want to? When I didn't really like myself anymore. My response to be yourself may well have been, you don't want to see that. So off I went to a therapist with this carefully put together list of my flaws. I had bullet points and all, waving it at her. And I want you to picture this, waving my notes at the therapist and telling her, I didn't like any of these aspects of myself, and how could I eliminate them, please? She asked if I could consider accepting a small percentage of those flaws. I flatly refused, absolutely not. I was seeking counselling to be transformed into a new and improved me, not to stay in the same place. I wanted to change, a bit like a caterpillar to a butterfly, into the ideal version of me that I'd grown up aspiring to be. I didn't want to be just be myself. No, thank you. In hindsight, I see how ridiculous it must have sounded. It's only after many sessions of therapy that I was able to realize that a key step to moving forward was first to embrace who I was, ugly bits and all. When I was a teenager, I called a friend one afternoon and whined, I'm so bored sitting here in the room by myself. He retorted, laughing, if you're so bored of yourself, imagine how others must feel around you. In retrospect, it perhaps was a cruel thing to say, but back then I saw a great deal of humour in it. So when I found that I wasn't too fond of myself in my 30s, I knew I had to find ways to start liking myself if I wanted to be a socially accepted person. And isn't that something that we all crave for, that social acceptance, even though we rebel against it? So with the help of my therapist, I started to accept parts of myself that I really disliked. I told myself it was okay to be so flawed and imperfect. Maybe being myself meant choosing to keep the problematic parts of me that I'd much rather get removed. Perhaps I made progress in getting closer to being me. But we're constantly changing. I think the be yourself advice is problematic because the yourself is so variable. We keep changing, evolving. I've often felt like I've changed so quickly and quietly that the actual me is way ahead of where I think I am. I'm left behind trying to catch up with the person that I've already become. And sometimes I react in ways that are completely out of character for me. I do something that surprises me and I think, wow, I didn't know I was capable of this, or when did I become that person? When I react to a situation differently than the old me would have, and it takes me time to acknowledge it. So how can you be yourself when yourself is so complex, layered, so far beyond the capacity of our own understanding? Right, so I'm going to leave it there, and we're going to continue this blog next Wednesday. And in the meantime, I want you to think, who are you? Do you like yourself? Would you rather have some of those flaws that you have eliminated? Or can you accept them, that they're just part of you? Think back, who were you maybe 10 years ago? How much have you changed to who you are today? Yeah, interesting question, isn't it? A bit loaded and heavy, isn't it, for a Wednesday afternoon? But interesting question. Who are you? What does it mean being yourself to you? Hey, love to hear some of your ideas. So throw them up on our Facebook page, Two Sugars Facebook. And I will also post the link on the Facebook page. And yeah, we'll find out what it's like being ourselves. And to carry us on, I think, you know, let's chuck on a bit of music and let's have a bit of Beyonce, Me, Myself, Billie Eilish, My Future. And yeah, sit back and enjoy the rest of it while you're reflecting on who you are and do you like who you are. Hey, we'll see you the same time, same place next week. All the ladies, if you feel me, help me sing it out.
Your very best friend. Just dress cool, my parents put up a fight. And if I'm hot shot, mama cut my hair.